the location of which is still part of the planning process. That part, we almost just, we're not at that point in the planning yet. So there is options currently where it stands adjacent to the field right now, where you see like the bullpens and the batting practice. The design build contractors at this point aren't recommending that we utilize that space for that because of how close it is to the fields and what the impact might be with that. So there's some other locations that are under consideration and still in the exploratory process, like in the courtyard area and what that would mean for what's currently in the courtyard area and all those kinds of things. So basically we're not at that part of the planning yet. So that'll be an additional item that we'll come back with. And when we're ready to start, we could talk about how this is kind of just step one, that there actually are a bunch of more things that are currently in the research planning phase that we'll need to come back for board approval for.
Thanks, Jeff. And another question that came up at a meeting we had recently was somebody heard we're going to start the construction in April. I don't know, somewhere it came up. And
It's May. I believe it's
May.
scheduled for May, as long as all of the permitting and the ordering process goes through like it's supposed to.
Okay. And the phys ed teachers were wondering where are they going to keep, hold the field days?
It's a good question. That's
Pause
still
that. Pause that. We
paused.
have a quorum.
Quorum now. Yep.
Yes, we have a quorum. So it is 3:39. I'm going to call this meeting to order. And again, we're reviewing the next steps for the turf field project. So a question was asked by Eva, and I am recording this about the intermediate school playground, if where it's going to fit, and if it's going to, if this is the smaller of the plans. Jeff summarized by saying there are several plans. This is the smaller of the plans, and they are looking at several options. That's not one of the items that's being discussed today, but it will be discussed in one of the later summaries. So sorry, Jeff, go ahead.
And as far as the academic operations and transportation operation, everything that would go on while the field is not available, we'll have to have sort of contingency plans ready for that. So, for instance, you mentioned field day. There may be a chance that either field day, the date gets moved for it, or that it happens at an alternative site or something. But we'll have a field day, I think, because that's one of the kids love that day and all that goes with that. So those types of operational pieces, again, we're not quite at that point because it hasn't been fine-tuned. Once we get the approval for this, then the design build contractor can take that to the county and to the state for approvals for the permitting that this plan is going to move forward. There's some master planning that needs to be adjusted that they've hired a subcontractor for to complete. So we'll have more information on that kind of once the process gets kicked off from an official standpoint, which is hopefully right after this.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yep.
Here, I was saying all this beautiful stuff. Back to the question at hand, we've all had an opportunity to review the recommendation submitted by the committee. And again, this is a small portion of what the committee is doing. And I'll let Jeff take over. But it's just there's going to be several updates along the way. They just want to keep things moving so we can keep progressing. So again, if you have any questions, Jeff will answer them promptly. And go ahead, take it away, Jeff.
Sure. So there's two main portions for this that we're looking at right now. One is just the main concept for the location of the field. This was included in the proposal from SCG that was approved, but it's more that from an official standpoint of the plan itself, this is what we're looking at, both from sort of the premier lacrosse, field hockey, and soccer stadium on, we'll call it the east end towards the lower school, where we would have a large grandstand and press box, and the adjacent field that can also be used for those three sports, as well as softball, baseball, though not simultaneously, but we would work with what the space we have. So, and then from that perspective, This plan also includes using 6 Musco lighting poles with 30-foot candles. The 30-foot candles is not the height necessarily, it's more the broadcast. And from the recommendation we had from our contractors, that would be sufficient for us to still be able to hold night games for all the sports listed. As we know, there really isn't any nighttime baseball, softball games almost anywhere in this portion of the region outside of going to, you know, professional level stadium. So what we will have given that is unique to us in the area. So that's kind of the general concept, which includes the lights that go with it, is number one. Number two is including the premier grandstand press box on the main field, which was not included in the initial proposal, but something that the RFP committee knew was something that we'd want to explore once we selected a contractor, and that proposed a field concept and size that was in our scope for the area, not losing too much parking, and from a price perspective, which SCG captured perfectly for us. So the addition of adding a 600 person press box or grandstand with a press box in it is an additional $405,000 to the initial proposal. What we also have known since SCG has had a chance to do some of the site planning is that we're recognizing about $72,000 of credits right now on the contract based on some of the value engineering. There was some smaller of the square footage that they needed to do once they kind of got their hands into the dirt. And there's some savings with going with the 6 lights. There's some details that we gave about what the grandstand, you know, the dimensions of it and everything that goes with that. But for us, we know that having a grandstand of that capacity is huge because it captures an entire school, for not the entire organization, but an entire single school. So you could have, you know, outdoor classroom time, assemblies, performances, pep rallies, even graduations eventually, especially when we'll have the lights. So there's an academic component that I think adding these to the outdoor complex is really helping us sort of cement the status of the field in the community. Sorry, I know that was a lot, but that's the gist.
So again, does anyone have any questions about this portion of what the committee is proposing?
I do not.
I have one question with regards to the lighting. And forgive me if I missed this, was the lighting that you had described, is that an addition or a modification of what was already in the original plan?
It's actually a confirmation of what was in the initial plan. Okay. Because there are additional, they gave options for more lighting, and then they showed the committee breakdowns of different points that were given on the field to what that would equate to. And they basically illustrated that, yeah, you could make it brighter at a cost of $200,000 to $300,000, but the brightness that you're getting from the 6 is sufficient. And at some point, if we decide we would like a brighter stadium, we could go down that path, but I'm hoping that is after all of our tenures.
Okay, thank you.
If there are no other questions, I will entertain a motion to approve the recommendation of the committee, of the turf committee. And we should probably put a little summary of what, so we know what it is that we're approving. Joel, since you have your mic off.
I move that we approve.
What did you say you wanted to do on details, Anna Maria? I'm happy to second that. I just want to make sure that we have
just add a little bit about what it is we're approving, Joel, for the turf project.
I move that we approve the changes as described by Jeff.
Yeah, in his January
the recommendations of the committee, right?
Yeah, in his January 31st email, just so we know what we're
approving. Sure. Approving the changes requested in the January 31st email.
I'll second that.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carried. Wonderful. Jeff, do you have anything else you wanted to add?
I thank everyone for their time on this item. I know that Elias, I think, has a couple travel items to get approved real quick. Again, more to come. And I think it may be helpful at some point to have our contractor maybe attend one of the regularly scheduled board meetings so they can provide some more background if there's additional details. But I really want to thank the work of the committee. It's a lot of information that's getting thrown their way, and we have a lot of different stakeholders. It's really been a cool progress that we've seen so far.
Wonderful. Thank you. Yeah, and if we can just like maybe just keep having little snippets of, you know, okay, this is done and this has been approved, and then what's up next, and you know, when you might have need to have it approved by, so we can try to have these meetings scheduled and approved timely. Ilya, you have some past and present travel.
Yeah, there's the Cupcake Sisters field trip for seventh grade on February 14th and 15th. Dr. Milonis is taking the cooking classes there, the culinary arts classes there. So that's, I guess, next week. And then I have my travel to West Virginia last week, right before our visit from YAS. Was there anything else, Jeff, for this one? Well, I should put the other one on too. I think you guys already approved it, though. I don't remember, though. February 21st to 23rd, Washington, D.C., for me to speak to the governors. I think we did it in the last meeting.
We did.
Awesome. Yeah. Is Dr. Lukaku's trip to Boston, has that been approved in May?
She hasn't submitted it yet, so that's why I wasn't. But we can do that at our regular board meeting.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's fine. Yep, good call.
Okay. Do I hear a motion to approve?
Motion to approve the out-of-state trips.
Second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, motion is carried, and they'll be going out of town or have gone. Okay, if there's any other business?
I did get a response, Anna Maria, from the mayor's office for the Greek Independence Day flag raising. It seems to be available around 11 a.m. on the actual day, on March 25th, which is great news. So I think I'm going to grab that time slot. Is everybody good with that?
Yeah, it's a good time.
What day of the week is it?
Is it Pemti? Is it a Thursday?
It's a Monday, and there's no school that day, right?
Oh, that's even easier for us. Yeah, it is a Monday. It's Monday the 25th of March at 11 a.m.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right.
Anything else? All right. Then I have a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Wonderful. Thank you. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Well, thank you all for attending this quick impromptu meeting and getting the business done.